This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our flagship Salem Media Group station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from the Nature Coast to the Sun Coast and across the I-4 corridor all the way to the Florida Atlantic Coast via our sister station, AM 660 and FM 105.5 in Orlando, Florida. You can also hear us on our Salem affiliate stations, the Talk America Radio Network, Mega Talk Radio, and leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military bases. And we're also heard on the GCN Live Network, who's our show syndicator via the XDS satellite. Now, we are also heard around the world broadcasting on the Internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and click on that USCCA logo link that's right there to register for the free Gun A Day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership could do for you. Joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got to start with the obvious, and the obvious was late last night, the Senate, by voice vote, passed the continuing resolution to keep the government in business until February the 8th to avoid a shutdown.
That's correct, Captain. And this continuing resolution, of course, when they do that, they keep everything, it's essentially the same levels, and it simply allows them to essentially kick the can down the road, as it were. But what's important about this, the $5 billion that the administration has been asking for, of course, is not going to be included in that CR, and that means that there will be the government operating, obviously, through Christmas and New Year's in January. But the fight is going to continue at some point, and after the Democrats take control of the House, that fight will get a lot harder.
Now, there was also something else that happened, and it was with Joe Lockhart. You remember him, the former press secretary for Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton, that's right, yeah.
He had something to say on CNN about Sarah Sanders. Wait till you hear this.
And it is remarkable, too, when you hear that coming from the podium, and you, and Josh, you know, you set it up well, that oftentimes you look at it and Sarah Sanders is doing her job, right? She is going out there and telling us what she's been told, what she's supposed to do. But when she is directly refuting what the main players involved have said, is there credibility left?
I don't think so. I don't think this is new news, though. And I'd quibble with she's doing her job. She's not doing her job. I mean, I did that job. I did the job during an impeachment. So, you know, kind of the toughest moments. And that's what makes the job hard. But you have to adhere to the truth. And she has stopped doing this. This is kind of the equivalent of Sean Spicer saying that was the biggest inaugural crowd ever. And you looked at the crowd and there was hardly anybody there. And it has an impact. The U.S. government and the spokespeople for it have traditionally been the thing that the rest of the world counts on. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't send out Baghdad Bob or, you know, Tokyo Rose. Mm-hmm. We send out people who the rest of the world can count on. And right now we've abdicated that across the board and in many ways. But, you know, specifically, you know, the rest of the world does not tune in and believe what the U.S. government says anymore.
What do you think?
Wow, I think to try to even begin to bring into the same sentence, Captain, the names Tokyo Rose and Baghdad Bob with Sarah Huckabee Sanders is abominable, and it's insulting. So very, very sad. Of course, Sarah Sanders tries to do a very good job, I believe. She is in a very, very difficult situation, obviously. Certainly anybody who's press secretary, ask any former press secretary. But you see, this is where the narrative is going. The narrative is going to everybody is in the Trump administration is somehow derelict in their duty. They're broken, hopelessly lost, whatever the case may be, because it's part of the onslaught.
That's absolutely true. Now, something else that happened yesterday, a federal judge ordered all the people that had been deported because they came here to be seeking asylum, and we loaded them on buses and planes and flew them back where they came from. He ordered them all returned yesterday.
Well, that's right. And so this this U.S. judge that struck down the Trump administration ruling or policy, as it were, on the restricting asylum claims. Now, this hinges, as I understand, Captain, on these people are citing gang or domestic violence in their home countries as reasons for wanting to apply for asylum in this country. And, Captain, I think there's about five basic reasons why you could qualify for asylum or ask for asylum, or these are the basis. Number one is race. Two is religion. Three, nationality. Four, you're a member of a particular social group. That could include LGBTQ, for example. Or you have a political opinion that you're going to suffer for if you remain in the country of origin. But I, just to simply say, and again, this is not to be harsh, but to simply say that the situation is bad in my country, we have violence or we have gangs or this kind of thing, I don't know that that qualifies specifically for political asylum in the United States of America. In which case, if you are trying to exit that situation, as many in the caravan have done, and I get it, arguably so, very bad situation in Honduras or El Salvador, for example, but once they reach safety, that would be, to me, something that would say, okay, good, we're now safe. We can build a new life.
Yep, and here comes the music. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some other stuff, including what's going on with Robert Mueller, who apparently has maybe already indicted Roger Stone. We've heard that before. We just heard it again. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
That's what we've been doing for 15 years.
Weekdays at 3 on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, and welcome back. And by the way, today we'll be announcing the winner in hour number 4 of the $7,500 one-year premier membership with the Freedom Boat Club. Keith Marsh will be in studio to make that announcement. So for those of you who entered that, you'll want to be listening in hour number 4 at the bottom of the hour for Keith when he identifies who the big winner is. And congratulations to whoever it is, and I hope it's somebody I know. And then I know where we can go out on a boat. Isn't that right, Kyle?
Exactly right, yes.
All right, now, let's keep going here. The other night, Roger Stone was supposed to appear at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. And he called it off at the last minute and said he wasn't going to be there. And now I think I might know why. The Washington Post is reporting that the Mueller committee is signaling a potential Roger Stone indictment. He might have had to go back to D.C. to answer the indictment, you think?
Well, that's a very, very possible thing. And, of course, Roger Stone has been examined by the Mueller investigation. This is, I think, primarily in connection with the author Jerome Corsi, who has said he has been essentially they tried to coerce him into some kind of plea, but he's not, that meaning Corsi, he's not taking it. But the whole thing goes to Roger Stone having some kind of link back or into Julian Assange at the WikiLeaks, wrapped up with the Hillary Clinton email, with all those things were revealed. And so, of course, he says, you know, he just figured out by looking and reading the tea leaves, essentially, that Assange had these emails. And I think what's important to point out, too, Captain, is that Julian Assange, I think on more than one occasion, has said the emails from Hillary were hacked, of course, but they weren't hacked by a state actor. I remember he told Sean Hannity of Fox News that in no uncertain terms. And so is there some connection between Roger Stone, Jerome Corsi, Julian Assange, and the emails in the terms of Russian collusion, et cetera, et cetera? I just don't know. But certainly we could see something big happen with Roger Stone here very soon.
Well, yeah, we'll just have to sit back and see what happens. Again, folks, this is strictly speculation on our part, but it's kind of ominous. This news comes out, and the night that he was scheduled to speak here in Tampa, he did not show up.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so, again, you know, the whole Mueller investigation, we're seeing, you know, sort of these drips and drabs. But a lot of these things are going to be just as we've seen, you know, a process crime. You lied to the FBI. You didn't recall correctly the exact verbiage or something of some email you sent 2 years ago. And so, therefore, you know, because we have the email in front of us, but you're not recollecting it correctly. It's those kinds of things, or your phone call that you had. And, you know, it's these are setups in many ways.
Well, I don't think I could recollect an email I sent 2 years ago, to be honest with you, word for word.
Well,
to anybody.
Exactly. And that's why, for example, with the Michael Flynn thing, they have the recordings, I believe, of the conversations he would have had with the Russian ambassador, who is an agent, essentially, of the Russian government. You could call him a KGB agent. I don't think they call it the KGB anymore, but it's the equivalent thereof. And so, yes, if you can trip up somebody in some interview, then you can say, aha, you've lied to the FBI. And they're off and running from there.
Now, the withdrawal from Syria that was announced yesterday, our 2,000 or so troops that are there, has brought about some blastback from the normal people, Lindsey Graham, for one. And there are others that are saying, no, this is a good move because he accomplished what he said he was going to do. What say you?
Well, yeah, it is. It is a mixed bag. And Lindsey Graham, of course, was saying, like, as you were saying, I think he said it would be an Obama-like mistake to remove the American troops. On the other hand, you have Senator Rand Paul, who was really lauding the decision by President Trump, and talking about, as if I recall correctly, Trump is the first president in his lifetime to sort of, you know, do this kind of withdrawal. But President Trump essentially declaring victory against ISIS, and perhaps that might be what's rubbing some of the GOP, traditionalists the wrong way. But really, if President Trump, who obviously has access to a lot of different kinds of information that a lot of other people don't, let's just put it that way, perhaps he sees this as the opportunity to bring the troops home. But ISIS, of course, has been beaten down dramatically. Note to President Obama, this is how you do it. This is you have to send them in and tell them it's time to clean house, gentlemen and ladies. It's time to go do that. And that's exactly what they did.
Now, have you seen that the Wounded Warriors group has put forth a GoFundMe page to fund the wall?
I saw that, and they've raised some, $750,000?
Oh, no. Now it's $2 million.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. So it's gone up since I saw it last.
Yeah, $2 million. Now, that's not the $5 billion. It's not even the $1 billion. But these are people that are doing this on their own, and who knows where that might go.
Well, right. Well, it's of course because people have very strong passions on what it means to enhance our border security and thereby our national security. And this is where Schumer and Pelosi, most unfortunately, Captain, are getting a lot of the upper hand. They're the far left or the party elite of the Democrats in Washington. And that is that they are framing this whole thing as you want to put up a wall to keep out people who are looking for a better life, et cetera, et cetera. But in reality, what this is about, it's about national security. It's about overall border security. If President Trump, for example, had not responded the way that he did to the caravan, we would see caravan after caravan coming in and rushing the border and this kind of thing. And then everything falls apart. So the question that really the conservatives and the GOP has to get this back onto is a discussion of national security and common sense, and go back exactly to what Schumer and even President Obama, before he was president, talked about in terms of border security.
Mm. And folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we do five nights of the week. This week it's six nights of the week, Kyle. You're up doing a duty.
All right, I'm up for it.
Yep. Now, this is kind of a sideline story, but I got to mention it. Major League Baseball and the Cuban government has reached a deal for players to sign to play in the United States without having to defect to the United States to play.
That's the first I've heard of that. Well, that sounds very, very interesting indeed. Perhaps it will be a good thing overall. And, you know, obviously it will, hopefully put the spotlight on the idea that things are very, very different in Cuba than they are in the United States. And many people are suffering in Cuba, as we know, as we see. I saw an article the other day, Captain, that said that the actual buildings themselves are starting to degrade and fall apart at an alarming rate because, obviously, the system there just can't handle it. It's all collapsing.
Well, believe it or not, there is a backdoor rumor that they might want to put a Major League Baseball team in Havana.
Wow. Well, that's very interesting news.
Because if the Rays don't make it, they're going to Montreal. And if the next team that gets developed for whatever reason or gets moved for whatever reason would be in Cuba.
Wow, very interesting. That would be a very surprisingly new set of circumstances because obviously you'd have all the schedule of games and everything, and that would be a real new thing, obviously.
Now, Newt Gingrich was interviewed on Fox and Friends, talking about this judge tearing into General Flynn, and we got about a minute, I think. So let's just listen to about a minute of this.
Let's talk about Mike Flynn. I could not believe what took place yesterday as we hear and chronicle behind closed doors. It opened up with an eight minute rant by the judge as he reads out all of Flynn's transgressions. He mistakenly says that his act, his conduct was treasonous. He betrayed America. And then they were going to defy the recommendations from the prosecution. It looks like he was heading towards incarceration. How do you explain the behavior of Judge Sullivan?
I have no idea what happened to the judge. That was not his reputation. And I think a lot of people who admire him were shocked by that performance. And a lot of what he said was just nonsense. And
all right, well, we'll get to that after the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And we'll see what we can figure out and get you an answer, a more reasonable answer to what's going on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
With members of the Republican Party giving him criticism, President Trump released a video on Twitter defending his plan to immediately bring U.S. troops home from Syria.
Our boys, our young women, our men, they're all coming back, and they're coming back now. We won, and that's the way we want it, and that's the way they want it.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says people celebrate when troops come home, but you can't celebrate false security.
If you're tired of fighting radical Islam, I understand it. They're not tired of fighting you. And if you don't get that, you're making a huge mistake.
The president's plan to exit some 2,000 U.S. troops from the site of the Islamic State's 2014 rise marks a reversal of American military strategy in the Middle East. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Then we are.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
The Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Now, for those of you that have lunch with the captain on Tuesdays, we have been going to a place called Mug Sports Bar and Grill in Largo. Now we're going to change. We're going to come back on January the 8th. We're going to go to Mission Barbecue on Waters Avenue at the north end of the airport, right off the Veterans Expressway. Mission Barbecue on Waters Avenue. And veterans all get a discount. First responders all get a discount. And you also get a free dessert. Wear your military cover cap or military shirt to identify yourself, and you will be treated like a king or a queen. So there you go. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, now let's just play a little bit more to finish the scenario here with the judge from Newt Gingrich. Here we go.
It's a little worrisome to have a judge go off the deep end like that and think this guy has the power of virtually life and death. Who knows what he's going to do to General Flynn now. But I thought it was a pretty frightening. If you have prosecutors who are overzealous and they're pushing the limit, putting people in solitary confinement for months on end, and you have a judge who goes off the deep end, I think that's pretty scary about the nature of freedom for most Americans.
You know, It comes down to the judge's decision, right? Even though the recommendation is for zero time behind bars, it's all up to one person, the judge, right?
It is, and although he probably could be appealed. And given that rant, I would not be at all surprised to have Flynn's lawyers preparing to move to a different judge, because that was wild. I mean, I've never seen any judge quite lose it that badly.
Now, all that is true, but he's got 100 days to make that decision, right?
I believe so. Great. It's going to be in March, I think.
Yeah. So what say you? What are we going to see next? Did this judge overreact?
Well, it's interesting when you have a judge from the bench, ostensibly at a sentencing hearing, musing about the idea of treason. And, of course, treason, Captain, is a very serious crime. I think it's punishable by death, essentially. The judge, you know, again, sort of musing about, you know, whether or not Michael Flynn committed treason. But then evidently talking about the idea, well, maybe it was possible that this would have been part of the prosecution at some point or some such thing. And so it is quite extraordinary, and I think the general consensus between those who were in the room who reported these kinds of things was that this seemed to be pretty out of character. And so everybody was ready. We were all ready to, what was the sentence of Michael Flynn going to be? It seemed like the government asked for zero time. They weren't going to go ask for jail time from the Flynn camp. Then all of a sudden this all went haywire, and perhaps it centers around the idea that he might want to withdraw his guilty plea based on the coercion that may have taken place, or the violation of his rights, rather.
Now, Senator John Kerry was on the air with Bill Hemmer, and he had this to say about border walls in general.
President Trump signaling a compromise in the border wall battle over funding. The president backing off a demand for $5 billion in the current budget. But meanwhile, Congress could consider a short-term funding resolution to get us through into the new year.
There's certainly a number of different funding sources that we've identified that we can use, that we can couple with the money that would be given to through congressional appropriations that would help us get to that $5
billion. I'm in consultation with the White House about the way forward. I think there's certainly bipartisan support for avoiding a government shutdown.
They need congressional approval. They're not getting it for the wall. Plain and simple.
Senator John Kennedy's a member of the Judiciary and Appropriations Committee. Senator Hal Worry out of Louisiana on the Hill there. Thank you for your time. We got a couple topics to go through. First of all, in this budget battle, I don't know what happens if a government partially shuts down or not, but my sense is the thing you remember from this fight is whether or not a wall comes out of it. As of today, what happens on that, do you believe?
Well, border walls work, Bill. That's just a demonstrable fact. I don't think we're going to get the money for the border wall because I think Mrs. Pelosi is not going to give an inch because she wants to be the next speaker, and the new House of Representatives is going to be a lot more liberal than before, and they're not going to let her be speaker. I think we missed an opportunity here. We passed the Criminal Justice Act last night. I didn't vote for it, but it passed. The Democrats desperately wanted that bill. I wish we had said, okay, we'll support your bill. I wouldn't have supported it, but we will leverage your support of that bill with funding the border wall.
Why did that not happen? But that sounds like an interesting debate. I mean, 87.
All right, well, they didn't do the tit-for-tat thing like they normally do. What do you suppose that was all about? And by the way, they did get the continuing resolution passed in the Senate. Now it goes to the House.
Well, exactly. Well, I think that generally speaking, there's a couple of things going on with the Democrats. Number one, they seem to be willing to simply look the other way or try to make sure that anybody who's interested in border security is immediately labeled a racist or an extremist or some other kind of thing, in order to try to shut down any discussion, any common sense discussion about border security. And not just, I mean, in other words, the United States of America is not the only country in the world that has border security issues. It seems that there are many countries, obviously, that have border security issues, but those kinds of things don't seem to be following the same political mumbo-jumbo that we have about it here in this country. But also, Captain, it's because President Trump has essentially made this his signature issue, a signature campaign promise. If they budge at all to give President Trump anything that he wants, then they believe that they are not fully resisting, hashtag resist, or these kinds of things. And so they've really painted themselves into a corner. You heard mentioned about the criminal justice reform bill. Yes, that's a great bipartisan win, not only for President Trump, but for both political parties. And the thing to watch is, are we going to see just impeachment talk, or resist, or are the two sides going to actually do things that the voters sent them there to do, which is, and politics a lot of times is compromise, but they're not willing to do anything, especially on this signature issue.
Now, the criminal justice bill passed, and here was part of the discussion about it.
I think you can go even further on President Trump. It's only because of him that this passed or will pass the House now as opposed to before. It was only his pressure on Mitch McConnell that even got him to the floor. This was dead a week and a half ago. We were hearing from McConnell people this wasn't ever going to come to the floor. Tom Cotton's people were very confident they'd mucked it up.
Yep.
And 87-12 was the final vote because the president pressed for it. So that's the politics of it, and bipartisanship is wonderful. The policy here, it's fascinating. Frank, I mean, look, I'm old enough to remember the 90s when everything was about making sentencing tougher. You know, three strikes and you're out.
Let us not forget super predators.
This really, the pendulum has swung back, and this is a law that will make a big difference to a lot of people's lives.
It will make an enormous difference. I mean, crime is down, and that's what paved the way for this. But there was also what this did is it eliminated or began to eliminate some things that were in place that really affected people disproportionately based on race. And what's interesting is not just Democrats, but Republicans saw that. Now, before we overstate what happened here policy-wise and the effect it's going to have on people, I think it's important to remember it's a minority of inmates who are in federal prisons. And this only affects them. But the hope is that states that haven't done some of these reforms already, and some of them have, will see the federal government take this position, take this lead, and will follow suit.
Now, that was an interesting discussion. It was only because of President Trump that bill passed.
Well, exactly right. And that's because President Trump is the kind of man who can make a deal and be able to move the ball forward. I think it's been very frustrating for him, of course, that because of the fallout from the 2016 election, the claims that Russia fixed the election, et cetera, and this massive, you know, sort of Trump derangement syndrome, as it's more widely known, has sort of taken over, that he has not been able to accomplish many of the things that he's wanted to. In spite of that, of course, he's accomplished an awful lot. But yes, of course, if the president backs something, there's a big power to that bully pulpit.
All right. Well, we're fixing to come up on another break here. But when we come back from the break, I am talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. He's doing yeoman work this week. He'll be on the air every night, six nights a week, the opening of the show. And a little tip-off for you. We start Monday night, actually Monday overnight morning, Sunday over Monday, in the San Antonio market on our Salem Media sister station, 9:30 a.m. in San Antonio. Looking forward to that. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9...
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Clark and McIntosh, Dominic's proudly American made.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, well, we're on a roll here. We're keeping Kyle over for a few extra minutes because I had a question about a news story that came out of California about voter fraud, and it's been perfected out there in California. So, Kyle, I got something for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Now, according to a new report by Judicial Watch, California has 11 counties with more registered voters than eligible voters. San Diego County was found to have the biggest discrepancy with 38% more registered voters than people who are legally allowed to vote. That's amazing.
It really is amazing, and of course, I guess that only in California would apply, but certainly if it could work in California, it may be exported to different states at some point. But you're right, Captain, you've got a system here where, you know, ostensibly it's supposed to make things easier for people to register to vote when they go to get their driver's license and check a box and this kind of thing, but obviously some ineligible people, to say the least, have been put on these voter rolls. Now, back in October of this year, Secretary of State Alex Padilla was quoted as saying that they were looking at the motor voter program because some 23,000 voter registration errors had occurred because technicians toggled between multiple screens during the registration information as they were putting that together, and it all merged or some such thing. And so they're aware that there are these issues, and it's come about, but you're right. I mean, it's either got to be completely revamped or taken away, because if people want to register to vote, they should probably have to go and make some effort to go do that, you would think.
And San Francisco County came in second with 14%. Other counties were YOLO with 10%. Where's that at?
Good question. I don't have the info on that.
Okay. Los Angeles County had 12%, Monterey 4%, Solano 11%. Do you know where that is?
I believe so. It's in Northern California, I believe.
San Mateo, 11%.
Mm-hmm.
And Santa Cruz, 9%.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Motor voter.
Pardon?
Motor voter.
Exactly. And so, obviously, there's so many people that go through the DMV in California to get their licenses, and so there's a lot of folks who, you know, have come to this country, and I'm not talking about illegal aliens per se. I'm talking about people who simply come to this country, but they're not eligible to vote. Now, what's also very interesting, Captain, and I'll make this real brief, and that is that you actually have counties and school districts in California that say even though people are quote-unquote undocumented immigrants, the other word for illegal alien, they believe that they should be able to vote in school districts and county elections and things like that because they're all part of the community, it is said. But that's interesting. And now we're blurring the lines to who can even vote for real. This is crazy.
All right. Now, I want to thank you for doing a little extra work for us, but I had to get that last question in.
Sure.
Because it was very important to hear what is going on out there in California when it comes to voting.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
We'll talk to you tomorrow night, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And from Kyle Warren, we're going to go to Dr. Eon. Hello, Dr. Eon.
Yeah, is he still there? Because I wanted to make
no,
a comment.
No, he just hung up.
Okay, well.
He can hear you, though.
Well, I hope he hears this, and I hope everybody hears me, and I hope you don't get mad. But if you guys are sitting there saying that Trump is winning as some kind of legislative genius, I don't want what you're smoking.
I did not say. I played an audio, a sound.
Okay, well, I'm not calling you up to yell at you, but I completely disagree. He's not winning. Mm-hmm. He's losing, okay? Look, there's no border wall. They gave almost $11 billion to the corrupt politicians found in Mexico and Central America.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going to develop jobs and industry to stop the illegals from coming here. I heard that 30 years ago when they were ramming NAFTA down our throats. Oh, it's going to stop illegal immigration after Reagan got suckered into legalizing, which is how this whole stupid thing started, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't, okay, no wall, almost $11 billion to corrupt politicians down there, and now they're going to let the criminals out of jail, okay? Let me tell you why that won 87-12, because the Democrats wanted it. That basically was a Democrat piece of legislation that a Republican signed on to be virtue signals, to say, look at me, look at me, look at what a good person I am, look at my charity at our expense. That doesn't benefit the conservative or the Republican or the average American turning people out of jails, okay? And that already could have been done anyway by state governors and state prisons. And there is a federal parole board that they go before. That was a Democrat. Look, I'm so sick of this winning, okay? And you know what? Once again, we're at the end of the fiscal year. What did the Republicans do? They ran out. And I'm going to make a prediction, okay, and I hope I'm wrong. Trump is going to get impeached. Want to know why? because there is going to be a significant number of Rhino Republicans that are still hiding, masquerading, that are going to turn against them when the time is right, because the Republican Party does not want to win. And ask yourself this, and I'm going to hang up. Out of those 27 to 37 seats that the Democrats stole around the country, the majority of them in California, how can the Republicans start fighting like hell to do anything about it? No, they went along and let themselves get stolen, and they didn't even fight. That's all I need to see. They're surrender monkeys, okay? Look, my outlook is pessimistic. I hate to break it to you. And the next thing that they're going to do is break the economy over his head to try to hang around him. Look, Trump basically is an independent. He followed the old Ron Paul dictum. Find a party and hook yourself to it, because America is a two-party system. He basically is an independent, and he ran as a Republican because Hillary had the Democrats locked up. He could have easily ran as a Democrat, okay? And both of these parties, which is really one party, it's a uniparty, okay, did not ever want to see an independent come in, all right? He's made one mistake after another, as far as I'm concerned, from the day he came in, and I said it. Not because there's anything wrong with him or he's a bad person. I like the guy. He had no support team. He had wrong picks. He had deep state traitors in there. People stabbed him in the back from day one. Hell, they were stabbing him in the back when, as soon as they realized he got the nomination. It ain't let up one bit. I'm surprised the man survived this far, the punching that he's taken, okay? And if you think the Republicans are his friend, I don't want what you're smoking. Thanks for taking my call.
And Ian brings home some very interesting points. Now, there's a number of Republicans that are Republicans in name only. They're still there. They operate on the political fortunes of the moment to try to keep them in office. And in terms of the Congress, it's every 2 years when they suddenly wake up and become Republicans again. Then they go back to doing what they're doing. In the Senate, I think it's a different story. I think we do have some more conservative valued, principled senators that are there. We did get rid of Flake. That's a good thing. We did get rid of, Corker. That's a good thing. So there's two that I can think of. Martha McSally's coming back. She's been conservative to the best of what I've been able to see. She was a congresswoman. Now she's a senator. So that's what we got. That's what we'll see what happens next. Now, let me see if I can get this over here. Tucker Carlson's got himself in a little bit of trouble. And let's just listen to something that he said yesterday.
Why in the world would any county give Apple a tax break?
Well, you know, that's a great question. It's a question that I've been asking. And I know that there's a popular mode of doing business in this country now to try to pay businesses to move to your state. But I don't think you need to pay people to move to Texas. Texas is a great state with low tax rates and good reasons to move here. So I don't understand why we would give upwards of $50 million to a company that has close to $250 billion in cash in the bank and a $1 trillion market cap, which is bigger than the GDP of about 180 countries. It's just more of the same corporate cronyism that we see at the federal, state, and local level that I think voters are getting tired of. I know that when I heard on the campaign trail, people are getting sick of that.
Nobody says anything about it. I mean, when Amazon did this in New York, one of the only people, and I'm ashamed to say this, was not a Republican, just the opposite. It was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And everyone else on both sides were, no, Amazon good, Amazon good. Why does nobody raise an alarm over this kind of behavior?
Well, I think a lot of people, particularly on the Republican side of the aisle, hide behind job creation, and they think that, we just throw money around, it's going to create jobs. And the fact of the matter is, I think we are chasing, you know, good money after bad while we throw.
All righty, we're coming back. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, will be on right after the top of our news. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting across the country.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.